If you're angry, you can write something from an angry stance because you pull from that energy. It's like being an actor. In order to get great, you have to cry at will. If you can cry at will, it's because you're able to internalize pain to the point that you can tap in on what it is you're trying to get to. It is the same process with writing. You can tap into what it is you're trying to gain.
Today on the podcast, you heard her. It is the singer, songwriter, actress. She's done it all. Legendary Angie Stone. Hope you enjoy.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and Brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, everybody, this is Carrie Champion, and I'm here to announce that the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards on April 27th. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with your Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and have it shared with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit. Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event you want to be at. You don't want to miss it because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
It's the greatest in sports and entertainment. Connect it with us. Every champion they carry champions to be a champion. A champion they carry champion. They girl, you did it. Got a champion they carry champion. They carry champion. Greatest in sports and entertainment. Connect it with us.
Hey, everybody. Thank you so much for joining another edition of Naked. Before I get into the details of my next guest, which is Angie Stone, the legend that she is, I must update you all on something. And I'm working with a group of people from the community to really, really bring more attention to the story of a mother of four who was shot and killed by her neighbor in Florida. The gun violence in this country is insane, but in Florida, it hits different because of everything that is happening in that particular state, culturally, with the politics, with the obsession, I believe, with the right to bear arms. It is your right, but recklessly should not be also your right. The story, if you haven't heard, is about AJ Owens, again, a Black mother of four children. She was shot and killed following a feud that she had with her neighbor. Apparently, the neighbor, who was white, was someone who did not like her children playing in a field that was adjacent to her home. So AJ Owens's children were playing. One of them left their iPad in the field. They went back to grab the iPad, and apparently the neighbor, the white older woman, had took the iPad into her home. And when the kids knocked on the door and asked to retrieve it, the woman threw the iPad and or something at the children. And obviously the child went back, told his mom, "Hey, the neighbor threw something at me, mom." The mom, AJ Owens, went to confront the neighbor, and she was shot through the front door. The door was locked. She knocked on the door to say, "Hey, I'd like to talk to you. Why in the world did you throw something at a child, you adult woman?" And the woman refused to open the door. She just opened fire. Here's the rub. Apparently, this woman was often fighting with neighbors, particularly Black neighbors in this particular community. And she had major issues with AJ Owens and her children because she didn't want them playing in a field next to her home. And the story has gone viral. There's a GoFundMe that has been set, and people from all over are reaching out. There's just no way in my world a mother who is trying to protect their children, or their child more specifically, should be shot and killed through a locked door because she wants to confront the woman who assaulted her child. And again, we're speaking in alleged terms because she had yet to be convicted. But according to all reports, this 58-year-old woman who lives adjacent to this field has been a problem. The story is disgusting. It is unfortunate. And I ask you to pay attention to it. You don't necessarily have to donate to the GoFundMe, but spread the word. The vigilante justice has to stop. It just does. The fact that I'm telling you that a 35-year-old mother of four was shot and killed for trying to discuss what happened with her child is ridiculous. And the state of Florida will tell you she was standing her ground, because that is a law that we're very familiar with. Usually the victims are marginalized. They're Black and brown. And in this case, it was this 35-year-old mother of four. And you will hear people say she was trespassing by knocking on the door, that there was a feud that was long time between the two. But the level of violence and or aggression that AJ Owens was met with, to me, is just not justified. And I ask you to get active and get activated and be involved in whatever way that looks like for you, because it's disgusting. And that is my opinion. With that being said, we're doing a hard turn. I'm introducing our next guest, who is a trailblazer. She is a pioneer in her own right and a legend. My goodness, what other words can I use to describe one Angie Stone? She has a new album, Love Language. It was just released last month. And she worked with Music Soul Child on this album. In one particular single called The Gem, he was featured on her second album that she ever did. She has 10 albums, single solo albums, Mahogany Soul. And she worked with Music Soul Child then. And she has her son, believe it or not, on this latest album. A son that she had with D'Angelo, which I did not know. Shout out to the researchers on the Naked Podcast, because I did not know her and D'Angelo were a thing, nor did I know they produced a child who is a rapper in his own right and creative in his own right, and is also featured on this album. I asked Angie about her career, her trajectory, the genesis, the origin story, which I love. And, you know, she's a true OG about it. She talks about what she likes and what she doesn't like, and she's very matter of fact. And I can't help but respect people who are just that, matter of fact. sit back and relax. Listen to one Angie Stone. Angie Stone, thank you so much for joining Naked. I really appreciate this. It is a podcast where I get to interview people that I admire, I enjoy, that are doing amazing things. And it just so happens that you have most recently released, I believe it's your 10th solo album. I'm making sure it's the 10th. Counting it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Great. Tell us about your latest project. And more importantly, congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. First of all, guys, for having me. This project is one that I really was not anticipating. However, we did it, turned it around in a 2-week span, worked very hard, very quick, very hard. And really, you know, when I work under that kind of pressure, that's kind of when the best stuff comes out. Because you have no time to screw it up. You got to get it right. Or, you know. So I'll say, along with Candace Bazemore, Teak Underdo, Walter Millsap, and quite a few other producers, we churned out some really dope songs that make for a very consistent album. So I'm in a good place with this project.
Oh, good for you. But I want to make sure I heard you correctly. You turned it around in 2 weeks. How did that happen? Turn it into, and I could imagine you have a bevy of songs, or you've written so much. I know that it might just come naturally.
The song that you hear is what we worked on. Maybe two didn't make the project because we just ran out of time and couldn't finish them. But we had exactly 2 weeks. My manager flew in town. We were in the studio for umpteen hours doing 1-2 songs a night sometimes just to finish the album in 2 weeks. So it was a flat 2 weeks.
Wow. That's impressive. But you have very much created a name for yourself in terms of who you've worked with in this industry. You've written, you've been an actor. You've had your solo projects. You were a part of, from my understanding, the very first hip hop R&B group in sequence signed to Sugar Hill. So tell me, if you don't mind, just go back to the genesis of it all. Tell me about Sequence and how that all came about.
Well, Sequence is myself, my partner, Blondie, and Shirley Pearl. We were all high school friends and neighborhood sisters that hung out together. Ended up going to clubs, parties, cheerleaders. Did a lot of things together. And as a result of hanging out with your besties on a regular basis, we started to create this stuff, because as cheerleaders, we were constantly writing rhymes and, you know, what was affectionately known as cheers back then turned into rap music. I guess New York called it rap. We call it cheers and competition. Mm-hmm. We won quite a few contests in South Carolina for having the best cheers. Our cheers were rhyme-o-matic pretty much. Funk Yo was a song that we created that had a hook, which was a melodic a chorus, and we add individual raps to it, which coined the phrase, you know, y'all can say R&B, hip hop, or however you want to call it, but we added singing to hip hop. And as a result, it changed the narrative overall. So as a result, I believe that hip hop grew wings and went to the next generation as something that was getting stronger, growing bigger, and spreading broader. And as a result, you know, is what you have today. So it's all often a lot of controversy on who was the first to do what. But I think mm-hmm. that everybody had a first moment in their life, in their career. We just happened to be the only female hip hop group that had an original rap record at the time that came out and set the tone for most of the R&B ladies that followed.
You said it was a cheer, and any Black girl knows, like, you bid, like, when you cheer, I never ever thought, because I was a cheerleader, especially for Pop Warner, I would have never considered it rap, but that's exactly what it was. It was rap.
It was like, cheer. Funk You Up was a cheer that went, we're going to blow you right on out. We're going to blow you right on up. Get up, get up, get up, get up, sit back down. It was a cheer. And then we said, funk you right on up. We're going to funk you right on up. That turned into a song, Paul and Funkadelic, was happened to be the hottest group at the time. And the word funk was boogie and funk. Those were the words back in the day. So we used funk you up.
I love it. I love it all. And then outside of that, that's establishing yourself in a world where you are a pioneer. People are respecting your voice, your sound. I'd like to know more about the writing of it, because I've read in my research that you felt like writing and acting and poetry was your first love, and singing was.
Yeah, that was something that, well, you know, as an English major, I loved English. I used to write poems and rhymes. I think we all did. Part of who we became as hip hop is that you had to be able to write your rhymes and all of that. That was something that we did at Sugar Hill Records. We, as a group, when we went there, we started to coin songs for the Sugar Hill Gang, for the Sequence, for the West Street Mob. A lot of what you hear from that early days of hip hop, a lot of it was written by the Sequence, Apache, Eighth Wonder, and West Street Mob, Let's Dance. All those songs were coined by Blondie, Shirl, and myself.
Wow. Wow, that's powerful. And you say it so matter-of-factly, like you like, yeah, just tomorrow, but that is powerful. If you look at the industry today, do you see your influence still?
Well, when I look at the industry, I see, definitely see our influence. When Lauryn Hill came about, that was the greatest compliment that we could have gotten, because she took Roberta Flack's song and she fused it with hip hop. And she took the actual body of hip hop and singing and married them together to make one of the greatest rap records ever made by a female.
Ever.
And that was following the trend that we had already set.
Now, and shout out to Lauryn Hill, who performed most recently at the Roots Picnic. It was a beautiful reunion. I'm one of the legends of our time, and a voice that narrates many of our lifestyles. Let me tell you about Brown Sugar. I want to know all that you wrote with D'Angelo, because Brown Sugar, I remember it changing the game. You know what I mean? Like, for everybody. I was like, well, what is this we're listening to? I remember a bunch of me and my girlfriends jumped into a car and tried to go down to the local radio station to meet D'Angelo, because this music was so soulful. It spoke to our spirit. And I'm like, oh, my girl wrote, as if we're best friends, songs here.
It's so funny, because D'Angelo, just a credit to himself, his brother Luther Archer, and D'Angelo was primarily responsible for writing a lot of Brown Sugar. As a matter of fact, when I met D'Angelo, I was infused with that whole vibe, because we were excited to work with each other. I ended up writing Jones and My Bones on that first album.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, Every Day was a song that I wrote. Die was a song that I wrote with him. More importantly, I got to work very closely with him in the studio when he was producing Cruise. And When We Get By, songs that would embody a presence, an energy, a vibe. We went on to do the next album, and I did Spanish Joint. I did Great Day in the Morning. I did Africa. I did Send It On. You know, these are the songs that I were writing with him when he started to evolve and people started to look for what was next. We grew up, Great Day in the Morning. Like I said, we went on to do Player for the cartoon soundtrack with Michael Jordan, with Bugs Bunny and all of them. It was just a plethora of opportunities to do stuff. And it was hard to do Vertical Hole, which was my D'Angelo and whatever else they had for me slate to do. I was spreading myself pretty thin. I had worked on Panther. I had worked with Usher and Monica on Let's Straighten It Out on the Panther soundtrack. So I was kind of being pulled to and fro at a time when, you know, music was evolving in a whole nother way. And I'm just grateful that I was factored into that whole neo-soul vibe. But I have to give credit where credit is due. Luther Archer and D'Angelo, who are brothers, They did the soundtrack of Jason's Lyric, You Will Know. We came right behind that and did a Freedom for the Joy with the girls, all the women. So, you know, I was part of that whole movement. And Raphael Sadiq, you know, there was a handful of us that kind of played in that playground together. So, but it's safe to say D'Angelo was pretty formed and well shaped by the time I met him. I would only enhance what he was already doing.
Let me ask you a question. When you write, and we'll get into obviously your solo career, but when you write, where do you go to write? What is the mood? What is the occasion? How do you do it?
When I write, I go to the core of my own emotion, because anything that you do is attached to an emotion, be it good, bad, or indifferent. An emotion, nonetheless, is what fuels the fire. If you're angry, you can write something for my angry stance, because you pull from that energy. It's like being an actor. Mm-hmm. In order to be a great, you have to cry at will. If you can cry at will, it's because you're able to internalize pain to the point that you can tap in on what it is you're trying to get to. It is the same process with writing. You can tap into what it is you're trying to gain.
So wait, so do they come to you and say, and I'll use D'Angelo as an example, hi, I need some dope neo-soul music and only you can do it. Or is it like, I need a love song to tell the ladies how I feel? Or what is the directive? I'm curious.
Okay, there is no real direction on what you need. More than likely, people think when they hear one hit song, they can hear 99 hit songs from that same person. Because the one thing, whenever you open your mouth or whenever you touch a piece of paper, it's going to come out great. That is not the case. Okay, sometimes it does and sometimes it doesn't. But normally when they say, Angie, I need you to write a song. Okay, it all depends on who the groundwork is laid. If you give me a track that it moves me in a certain way, I can write something in a certain way. But if you got one element working and then the other element not working, it's going to be a stale marriage, if that makes any sense to you. It has to be a workable marriage. It's almost virtually impossible to take a dud track and make it dope.
Oh, wow.
You know, you got a really dope track, it's easy. But if you don't have a dope track, you can't make something dud dope.
Yeah. Yeah, like I can't work that kind of magic. So then you are a solo artist and you have a career and you are your own. And I always find it interesting. I think of artists like even a Missy Elliott, for that matter, who was like, I never really wanted to be in front of the camera. I only wanted to write. And Sylvia Rome said to me, write. I mean, be in front of the camera. When you become an artist and everything is about you, what is different? What is different than being the writer when you're performing?
Well, when you become the artist, you become animated. You become a character. You put yourself in a position that, okay, I'm stepping out of being who I was born to be, like a regular person. Now I've got to put on this persona that I am greater than life. And the reason I say that is because, you know, when you dream of being a superstar, you have an envision in your mind that a superstar sways her arms out. If you're a dancer, you kick your legs out and you do, you know, well, it's all an interpretation of what you feel that a star is. Then there's some people, you know, who is Sasha Fierce, like Beyonce. When she wants to go there, she has to go into this whole, you know, animated characterization that allows you to believe that she's somebody different.
Yeah.
So, you know, for an artist that's just somebody that is feeling good about themselves, you lose yourself in your gift. And when you do that, you kind of just explode, because now you're able to act alive.
Mm-hmm.
You're able to act out loud.
Mm-hmm.
You're able to personify this thing that says, this is how I want you to see me. If I want to be down Ross the boss, I want to give you that energy that I am in charge, larger than charge. So
I love
it. It's all a part of your persona.
I love it. You act out the persona that you are. I love that. That is so true for anybody who's performing, whether you're a singer or not. Okay, you know what time it is. Pay bills. That is what we have to do. What you can do is fast forward past the commercials, because I know there are plenty. Hit that 15 or 30 second forward button, and we'll be right back with Angie Stone.
Every champion and carry champions to be a champion, a champion and carry champion and carry champion, a champion and carry champion and carry champion. Greatest in sports and entertainment, connected with.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Yo, I'm hype. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed down to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with the Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and share it with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You will not want to miss this, because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Every champion and carry champions to be a champion, a champion and carry champion. They girl, you did it. Got a champion and carry champion and carry champion. Greatest in sports and entertainment, connected with.
Angie Stone still here with us, talking to me about the difference, very few, I think, but the difference between being a singer performer and an actress performer. I hope you all enjoy Angie Stone. I read, and you can tell me if this is true or not, Clive Davis, when you guys worked together, Clive had what is now a hit record or a hit single. He wanted to put this hit single on your album, and you didn't like it. What? Tell me how that goes. How do we collaborate and decide, all right, fine. All right, Clive, I'm going to listen to you. I don't really like this, though.
Well, that's kind of me. If I don't like it, I'm going to be painfully honest. I didn't like the song, one of the songs on this album. And, you know, it's almost like for me, when I say I don't like something, it gets everybody gassed up. Because they know it's a hit. I didn't like the song because I was finished my album. I was getting ready to rap and mix and master the album in Clive Bowes. And, you know, I found the song that you have to do. I'm like, I don't want to do no more songs. I'm done with my album. I'm done. So when he played, I said, I don't even like the song. It was Wish I Didn't Miss You. Mm-hmm. And he was like, "And you have to do the song." And I just did not want to do the song. But not so much because I didn't like it. I wasn't that fond of it, but I was done with my album. Like, why are you making me go and do another song? Mm-hmm. I just wanted it to be done already.
Yeah.
Same thing with this album. I didn't want to do Kiss You, Kiss You. And it like, I said, my manager, Walter, really don't want to do this song. And he said, "Angie, all the reason more now, you got to do the song." And I said, "Please, I'm going to tell you, I had a long sit down with him. I'm really not feeling the song." And he said, "Okay, just do me a favor. Just finish the song for me." And I'm like, "But I really don't like the song." And I mean, I was dead serious. And he told me, he says, "Okay, I get it. If you don't like it when it's over, I'll take it off. But do me a favor, go in there and nail that record.
Just do that. Just do me."
And I said, "All right." It was like pulling teeth. I finally got that, "Ooh, boy, your lips." And see, I was so outdone with that part. "The way you, ooh, boy, yeah." And he says, "Why don't you like?" I said, "I just hate that, ooh, boy, yeah." Because that's not nothing I would say. And they laughed at me and laughed at me. So when they dropped the single, and when I first played it for some girls in the back of the car, it was like, "Oh, Angie, Angie, that's my favorite. That's my favorite." And I looked around like, "You got to be kidding me." I was like, "You have got to be kidding me." So I called up my man and I said, "Listen at this." And he just bust out laughing.
Yeah.
He said, "You're waiting to see what happened." And lo and behold, yeah, everybody was going bananas over "Kiss You, Kiss You, Kiss You."
What does that say?
So it proves that when I say it's a bad record, it just hit record.
I don't know how I feel about that. I can't process that, because I would think as an artist, you would know what's going to work.
I think I know. But I did. I absolutely love "Good Man." And I was like, "Okay, y'all can pick all of this, but I love, and this is what I want to do." And they look at me like, okay. That's, now it's proven that, wait a minute, she might be right. Okay, wait a minute. "Good Man" just went 4 million, this and that. Now I'm like, But I know what I'm doing sometimes.
Yeah.
Let's put it that way.
Probably.
If I don't like a record, it doesn't mean it's a bad record. It just means that you might want to give it a second thought, because if she says she don't like it, it's probably a hit.
Oh, that really is funny. The irony of...
That's what is the truth. When you ask anybody in my camp, they will tell you.
It's something to being maybe... I don't even know what it is. I want to say maybe being a little too critical on yourself. I couldn't quite describe it. I do.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I am that.
You're hard on yourself, right?
I hate it.
Yeah.
Every vocal on this album. I literally was about to cry. I didn't want to put a record out because I thought I sounded like crap. And I'm like, I'm just not there anymore. Why do I? And now I can't stop playing. I'm playing it over and over because I'm like, you know, my son was even looking at me crazy. And I'm like, I kind of like this vocal now. He said, "I know, me too." So it kind of grew on us.
Yeah, it takes a while. But I will say that, speaking of your son, he is a rapper. And correct me if I'm wrong, this is the son you have with D'Angelo. And he is on the current album, correct?
Yeah, he's dope, though. He got his own stuff and he's bananas.
Okay, so how does that work? Does he come in and do a feature? Is he sitting in studio with you? Or he already writes it?
He was in the studio, took me over there, and my manager said, "Mike, can you put a verse on this for me?" And he wrote it, did it, and wanted to take it. I didn't even ask me. And when he played it up for me, he was already on it. I was like, okay.
I love that. Well, congratulations for your artist. That is special.
Thank you.
That is really special. And it's always nice to see that it's in the DNA, right? And it finds itself in different ways. That is an accomplishment. I know you must be proud. Can I talk to you about acting? Because you spent some time on Broadway, which I feel is, and I go back and forth between New York and LA. And every time I go to Broadway or I watch a play, I'm like, that is so difficult. I could not imagine. Is there any difference between acting and singing for you? Which one is more difficult?
It all depends on the script, the role. Singing is obviously easier because I've had a whole lot more experience with that. And anytime you add a melody to a lyric, the memory is locked and loaded. Acting, on the other hand, is all memory. You have got to really put your mind to work. I did the play? Women of Color. I can't think of it. The Oprah Winfrey, Colored Women.
Uh-huh.
I did that and I was Miss Purple. And it was written so difficult. Uh-huh. I honestly didn't think I could pull it off. And when I pulled that off, I knew I was ready for the stage. It was so intricate and difficult. It was almost like something I'd never seen, like Shakespeare. And I had to actually memorize all these lines. Uh-huh. I just finished a series called Whole Phase, HEAUX.
Mm-hmm.
That's on True TV. That's actually good. And of course, you've seen me on In the Cut, A Better Girlfriend. Mm-hmm. I've done quite a few movies.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of fun when you have to create a new character that is not you. Most of the characters that I've been getting lately, people want me to add my sense of humor to it, mm-hmm. which is easy. But, you know, try getting a character that does not embody your sense of humor. And you got to really create a role for this person. It's difficult.
Yeah.
But because if you can master that.
Every champion and carry champions to be a champion, a champion and carry champion and carry champion, a champion and carry champion and carry champion. Greatest in sports and entertainment, connected with.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Yo, I'm hype. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed down to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with the Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and share it with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You will not want to miss this, because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Every champion and carry champions to be a champion, a champion and carry champion. And girl, you did it. Got a champion and carry champion and carry champion. Greatest in sports and entertainment. Get naked, wear.
Have you ever done a project? You talk about Shakespeare. College, I too was an English major, and they used to try to make us recite Shakespeare. I was like, I don't have it. I didn't do well in that class. I barely C plus minus, whatever it was I had. But have you ever done something in terms of your acting career and said, this is excellent? Because it's hard for people who are very creative and very talented and ambitious to step outside of what they did and said that. I did that. Is there a project that you worked on and was like, I did that?
Yeah. I mean, I thought I did when I did the show Girlfriends.
Yeah.
I played a character called Darla Mason. I think that I nailed it.
Yes.
Right on the head.
Yes.
I thought it was brilliant.
Yes.
I think the one that I did for Color Girls was phenomenal.
Yeah.
It was just a very artsy piece of work that, you know, everybody had to be on point. I worked with Robin Givens, and, you know, it was just an intense script.
Mm-hmm.
And you really had to be focused to pull it off. And I studied real hard and made it happen. So.
Good for you.
I'm the first person, though, if I feel like a script demanding something that I'm unable to give out.
Yeah. Yeah, like I'm all set.
It might be something I really want to do, but if I feel like I'm going to drop the ball, I will audition for it.
Good for you. Now,
a lot of what Octavia Spencer used to read for when I lived in California, she and I used to be neck and neck at all of our auditions. It was myself, Olivia, and it was someone else. And so the minute I left California and moved back south, Olivia got the best role of her life. And that was the one she played where she had the pie.
Uh-huh.
And she had arrived. Her break came. And I'm like, that one role, you know. But I mean, it was good to see her get that, because every time I went to audition, I was like, oh, wow, I got to go up against Octavia Spencer. Oh, God, again, again, again. It was that kind of thing, you know. So it was one of those tactics where I was in great company and I used to get called to read for stuff like that.
How amazing is that? And by the way, that is true. They bring the same person out. You're like, not you again. Do I have to keep seeing you everywhere?
Yeah.
Was it like that?
Well, I'm sorry.
No, I was going to say, was it like that when you ran into her in the audition room?
Yeah, because I knew anytime she was there, we were both reading for the same part.
I hate Hollywood.
So I'd be like, but it makes me know that if I'd stayed, I probably would have wound up with her luck.
Yeah.
I probably would have eventually got a role that she no longer had to audition for, that they would have needed a new face for, and they would have said, let's try Angie Starr on that part. Mm-hmm. I was actually supposed to get a role that played a woman from Ghana, mm-hmm, that Idris Elba was in. Jill Scott ended up getting the role. Mm-hmm. And I remember Idris coming to me and saying, you need to check your team, because Anthony, the guy that ended up passing away, the producer, he let me know that the role was yours. He had told him he really wanted me to have the role, and Jill ended up getting it because her team was just a little bit more aggressive than mine, and they fought. Whereas I had very limited team players, she had a bunch of people that were really in her corner. Shout out to Jill Scott.
Yeah.
She had a lot of people that were in her corner, and they pushed her to that greatness. And so as a result, she ended up getting that role.
Angie, do you think that, I don't know what else there is in terms of for you to do, but when you get to a point in your career where you've had success and you maintain and you have established yourself, what would it be a next, I'd like to try that? Or what would be the next get that you want? Would you want to come back to LA and really go hard at acting? Is there something that's out there in the ether that you're waiting to grab?
Well, my next is, you know, if I had my way, I would want to be like Carol Burnett.
Oh.
Because I think that...
Fascinating.
She's probably one of the most creative women in the game. I love the fact that she ran her own ship. Mm-hmm. She had her own show. She trusted her own jokes. And I just feel like I'm a leader like that. I want to be in a position where I can drive the car. I think being a visionary is key. Of course, I would love to come back to LA, but I would love to push my own show.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to see other people
mm-hmm.
win. I don't necessarily have to be in it or a part of it, but I really would like to see, you know, other people come up. Because I know it's a lot of childhood people that just don't get the break.
Sure.
They don't get the break.
It's a tough game. It's a tough game out here in LA. Tough game. Okay, so for everyone who wants to go out and support your latest project, how do they find it? You can get it on Apple.
Well, I'm on social media, all platforms, The Angie Stone. The right one is me with the black hat. You know, and then I got one with my hands like this on my face. That is the Instagram poster. That is the real Angie Stone. All the old ones are connected to old labels of people that won't give up the handle.
Oh.
So they're confusing the issue. But the latest ones are one. Oh. Yes.
Okay, with your hand.
TheAngieStone. The Angie Stone. All platforms.
Hands on your face. Okay, got it. I want to make sure because my producer, Jacquees, will make sure that we put all that out there. Is there anything else we should be promoting? I want to thank you for your time. I know you have had a day, so I wanted to get you in.
It's okay. I got a few more to go, but all I just want to make sure that everybody knows is that I'm working on my foundation, which is called Angel Stripes. And what I do is I help elderly people, infants, homeless families and infants. I make gift care packages. I have a team of people that will be going around to the senior citizens, volunteering our time, making sure that they're okay, entertaining them and just loving on them.
Mm-hmm.
I also have a hot sauce that's coming out for Brother Man Tacos that I'm doing with a young man by the name of Randy. I'm excited about it. The hot sauce is called 400 Degrees, and that's our 400 years we've been over from Africa.
Mm-hmm.
So the hot sauce is the bomb.
Okay.
The last thing that I'm working on is a television show or a streaming network called House of Flay that I'm co-hosting with Music Soul Child, where we're giving young and upcoming artists the opportunity to get out there and be seen and, you know, hopefully get their gifts acknowledged by the world.
And correct me if I'm wrong, did Music Soul Child work on this latest album with you?
Music Soul Child worked on the single The Gem with me.
Okay. That's good. I love him. I saw him performed at my friend's wedding.
Oh, he's incredible.
He's incredible.
He is incredible.
I love this. Angie Stone, you're a legend. You are a trailblazer and you are soul. So I appreciate you.
Thank you so much.
And you look amazing. Don't you ever forget that either.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much.
Yeah, it's a pleasure. Thank you.
I appreciate you guys so much.
You're welcome.
So pretty. I appreciate you.
Thank you guys so much for listening. And remember, if you want to support, which I think you should, you can go to her socials, find the latest album, The Angie Stone. She said there are a lot of random handles, but she only has one that she approves of, and that's The Angie Stone. Hands on face, her words, not mine. So please go out and support her. She has provided us with something that I think you can't really quantify. Her saying that Lauryn Hill was the epitome of the music in which she created this neo-soul hip-hop, Roberta Flack singing sound that she created initially with her group Sequence. Lauryn Hill, who we all love, is the epitome of what they were all trying to accomplish as female artists, female Black artists. So again, go out and support. To that end, I know I asked you all to pay attention to the story of one AJ Owens. And if you have not, I urge you, if you have not heard about the story, I ask you to Google, to research, to support the GoFundMe, to spread the word, because this vigilante justice just has to stop. It really does, because usually it ends with them taking the lives of someone that looks like me and you. Thank you so much for listening to this edition of Naked. Have a great day.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.